This is the Dr. Chris Lib Podcast. Welcome to a special series called Bone Saws, Bring It Back. The class name for the University of Alberta Medical Class of 2013 is the Bone Saws, and we will have a 10-year class reunion in November 2023. As many people are planning to attend, I'm recording short interviews to help us all catch up. This episode's featured guest is Dr. Mark Dykstra. He completed his general surgery residency at the University of Alberta. He then moved to Calgary for a 2-year colorectal surgery fellowship. During that time, he completed a Master of Public Health through the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. He now lives in Edmonton with his family and practices general and colorectal surgery at the University of Alberta Hospital. All right, welcome to another episode of Bone Saws, Bring It Back. Today we've got Dr. Mark Dykstra. How are you doing today, Mark?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
All right. Okay, so let's jump in. Give us a summary of where your career has taken you.
Currently, I'm working in Edmonton. I obviously did medical school in Edmonton, and then I did general surgery residency at the University of Alberta as well. Towards the end of that, I applied for a fellowship in colorectal surgery. So then I went to Calgary for 2 years. Did that fellowship. And then during the course of fellowship, I also did a distance learning master's of public health. And that was through the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine based out of the UK. But it was during the COVID pandemic, so we didn't have to travel at all. It was all done online and distance learning style. So now I'm back after fellowship and after my master's. I got a job at the University of Alberta Hospital doing general and colorectal surgery. So I've been back since July 2020. So just starting my 4th year of practice, and primarily my elective work is in colorectal surgery, so a lot of colon cancer and rectal cancer, as well as Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis. And then my kind of on-call or emergent practice, we cover acute care general surgery, so all the appendixes and gallbladders and hernias and bowel obstructions and all that kind of stuff.
All right, well, it looks like you were able to round out your practice and settle into a job where you get to do the things that you trained for.
Yeah, it's been awesome. It's like everything I could have wanted. I was hoping to come back to Edmonton because I'm from Edmonton and we have a lot of community here. And so I was hoping to come back, and to be able to work in colorectal surgery in Edmonton has been fantastic. And yeah, it's been great. It's been really, really good.
I'm always curious about people who have had a chance to train in different places and also have just all these things that you've accumulated as far as your specialty. So for the next question, what is your opinion on the state of medicine / healthcare?
Yeah, it's interesting because we talk, like a lot of our alt-mates, you know, have gone out of country or out of province for their fellowship. And so it's always funny because I just never left Alberta. So I did go away for fellowship, but I went to Calgary. So it wasn't like a huge, I didn't even have to leave AHS. But it's interesting, like as far as state of medicine and healthcare, it was interesting in my master's. We did a lot of work looking at different healthcare systems, public versus private, obviously is the big one, but just different ways that public healthcare is delivered, looking at some European systems and then the American system and the Canadian system, and especially with European-based masters, got some unique perspectives on that. So I think there's no perfect healthcare system, obviously, but I think Canada has a really good base. There's room for improvement, but I think like the bones of the Canadian healthcare system are really good. And so I think we have the right building blocks and we can improve things. But overall, I think we have one of the best systems in the world if we, you know, can tap into the potential that's there.
What excites you the most in your area of medicine?
Well, I still just really love operating. So I get excited when I have OR days or when there's big cases coming up. The two colorectal surgeons I work with specifically at the University Hospital, while I was in fellowship and just as I came back on staff, they started the first colorectal robotic surgery program in Western Canada. And so I've been doing a lot of robotic assisted rectal cancer resections. And so that's really exciting. Like globally, it's not super cutting edge. Like the robot's been around for a decade or more, but locally it's still very cutting edge. And we're looking at getting the newer version of the robot, and we're collecting all our data and trying to do a database and prospective studies and just look at how robotic surgery can help people, but also keeping in mind that we're a publicly funded system. And so we don't have some of the freedoms, not the right word, but you know, in the States, it just do stuff because it sounds cool. And if the evidence is equivalent, it doesn't have to be cost effective. But with us, we're trying to get the data showing that it's not only better for the patients, but also cost effective for the system. So that part's exciting. And going back to your last question, just about the state of medicine, like I said, I think we have a great system. And I think like the main challenges are trying to work within limited resources, which is not a surprise to anybody. But we've noticed with our robotic surgery, we've really significantly shortened our length of stay postoperatively. And so that's really awesome because not only there's the health benefit and the cost benefit of that, but then there's also just reduction of the resource needs, because instead of needing 5 nights of a hospital stay or 7 nights of a hospital stay, we're sending home rectal cancer patients 2 or 3 days later. So that's exciting. Better outcomes for the patient and better outcomes for the system is kind of the win-win. So that's what's really exciting for us right now is that robotic rectal cancer stuff.
That sounds really cool that you get to be involved with that. And I guess, you know, as a person who's there locally, you're the front end of how things go in our city here. So shifting gears here, we went to med school together, and so it's a chance to look back. What is your favorite memory from medical school?
There's a lot of fun memories. I think for me, and I know you were there for a lot of this, but the late night hockey ice times we had, and then also when we challenged the other classes to hockey games, and the one that sticks out is kind of when we had the Christmas game or around Christmas game against a year below us. And unfortunately, they beat us, but then we had to go into their class and sing the Christmas carol in front of them. And I think that was one of the memories that sticks out as being a good time, just all the hockey and then the competition and all that kind of stuff.
It feels like our class and the other classes just liked that bit of competition between our hockey teams and our classes. So that certainly added to the fun.
Then it gave us an excuse to wear our sweet hockey jerseys, which was always good too.
I still think they're one of the best, if not
the
best.
Oh, the top one.
Yeah, exactly.
My wife actually, you know those like jersey frames, like if you get like a Wayne Gretzky signed jersey or whatever, she actually got me one of those for my med school hockey jersey. So now I can hang up and it's like a memory of the...
It's memorabilia. It's a commemorative piece of medical
school.
And it's
school. Sweet because I put like the Bonesaw emblem forward because no one cares about my name on the back. So I put the Bonesaw emblem forward and it's hanging on my wall in my office and it's sweet. It's fun to look up and I have like a bunch of pictures kind of around it. It's great.
Oh, I love that. That is so cool. I love it. That is a great callback to our med school.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Okay, so then last question is, what would you tell your younger med school version of yourself?
Man, I think I would just tell myself that it's going to work out. Because, you know, when you're in medical, you all apply to medical school, you're anxious about getting accepted and you get accepted. And then all of a sudden you're anxious about what specialty should I pick? And am I going to match to my residency? And then as soon as you get a residency, it's like, well, am I going to match? Am I going to have to do a fellowship? And am I going to match to that? And then am I going to get a job? And obviously residency has a lot of long hours. And when you're sleep deprived and then your thoughts start getting away from you, you get pretty anxious about the future. And so knowing now that things have worked out, I think that would have given me a big sense of relief back in medical school. And then it's kind of also, I would have said like, work harder in some areas, but don't work as hard in other areas. And just kind of knowing now in practice what part of school mattered and what part of school didn't matter. And I could have, you know, better focused my attention on the stuff that I'm using daily now versus the stuff that I thought was important and turned out not to be important. I don't think there's any way around that. Like, obviously, if you don't know what specialty you're going into and you don't know what your practice is going to look like, you can't really know what's important and not important. But yeah, it would be great to know that and just learn the stuff you need to not bother with the stuff you didn't. But that would be more so just relax and enjoy it because things turned out for me, which I mean is a blessing and you know, not necessarily just because I worked so hard, because I didn't work any harder than anyone else in my year. But the fact that things worked out would have just been, a massive, you know, weight off my shoulders when going through and worrying about all that stuff.
Well, you know what, Mark, I think that, you know, you're a person who is such a great presence in our class and, you know, you bring with such enthusiasm and you just go and you're ready to go with anything. And so, of course, it's so hard to want to be, you know, for the people who wanted to, at the end, have a job where you trained and to be where your family is. It's a hard thing to have. And I'm so happy for you that you have this job. And at the same time, I'm not surprised just because of the way that you contribute to wherever you are. So so happy that you're going to be such a fixture, I'm sure, of general surgery in Edmonton and our province. So our city and our patients and everyone's going to benefit from having you around. So thank you so much for all you do in your area of medicine. And, you know, just looking forward to catching up again on the road.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, and thanks for your kind words. I appreciate that.